Well, dear brethren, we're glad to see so many here at the very opening. And on behalf of the sponsoring New England Ecclesias, I welcome you all most heartily to this feasting at the Lord's table, at the Lord's banquet table, if you will. It is especially appropriate, we feel, that it is a group of Ecclesias that is sponsoring this convention. Scripture says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And how good it is for brethren to work together in unity and to have unanimity. And so it is very appropriate that the New England brethren planned many months in advance so that there would be this feast for all the brethren from this vicinity, both near and far. Now, you know, we might ask the question, why do we come together at a convention such as this? And there are many reasons, and I'm sure each one has their own reason, their own spiritual needs, which brings them here. But in a general sense, I think we've come together because we are, after all, children of the same Father. Now, you know, in a family, parents are very anxious for the children to get along well together, to fellowship together, to interact, to be friends. And what parent is there who does not lament when he sees division, discord among his children? So it is with our Heavenly Father. He loves to see us get together as a family. He loves to see us communicate, to have dialogue, fellowship, and mutual edification. And that might be one of the main reasons for our coming together, for the edification of the body of Christ. The word edifying has a great meaning to it. It almost speaks for itself. It comes from the word edifice, building. That's what we're going to do here for the next few days. Be built up, just like a building is built up. That's why we have come together, to build one another up. In one way, we can't just say we've come to get to be edified by others, because if everyone came to be edified, there would be no edifiers. We must, each one of us, decide in our minds that we are going to build someone else up, and in the process, we ourselves will be built up in the Christian way. Now, the Lord's banquet table is overflowing. As you've looked at the program, I'm sure you realize that there are many courses on this table, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy all of them. The brethren who have arranged the program have seen to it that there are prophetic courses, that there are doctrinal courses, that there are devotional courses, all working together for the balanced nourishment of the child of God. You remember Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's very interesting that he touched on these various dimensions of Christian living. Number one, the heart is the feelings, the emotions, and there is going to be much here at this convention for each one to satisfy the warmth of heart, the fellowship, and the emotional needs, spiritual needs, which we have. Then he says, love the Lord with your mind. He doesn't ask us to close our minds, but to think, to reason together, to go over his word. And so there are many, many discourses which shall supply those needs of helping our minds to worship the Lord. We do it by reason, by studying his word, and by finding answers in the scriptures. Now, past conventions, we've all been to conventions this summer and this year. But remember one thing, that now is the time that the Lord has in his providence to help you and to help me to build ourselves up and edify us. Past conventions satisfied past needs, but who is there today who does not have spiritual needs today that need to be filled? Is that not why we have come together? Be very sensitive to the Lord's leadings during the next few days, and the Lord will fill those spiritual needs. Some may say, yes, it's a retreat from the world. All right, it is a retreat. But we are not retreating from our Christian responsibilities in coming here. On the contrary, scriptures tell us that we should gather together with those of like precious faith, the more so as we see the day approaching. So we are coming here to fulfill our needs. Reminds me of the doctors and the physicians. You hear of them going aside to a convention center, and they have what they call an update session or a refresher course. After all, the doctors who take care of us, we hope that they're getting up with all the modern information. So that's what they do. They retreat from the daily work, the daily activities, go aside. Well, that is what you and I have come here for. We have left the world. We have come for an update course, for a refresher course along the various lines of Christian living, which we know are part of the Lord's program for us. So we say, come expecting to receive a heartwarming, mind-illuminating experience. You get what you look for, friends. And if you come with that desire to have that experience with the brethren, with the Lord, with one another, you will, when this convention is over, say, I found what I was looking for. Don't be negative, because there are a lot of negative things that you will find here as well as at home. But be positive. Come expecting a blessing, and you will receive it. Come and drink deeply of the cup of spiritual refreshment. Come and eat heartily the food which the Lord has prepared for each one of us. Reminds me of the hymn we sing, I am the door, come in, and leave without all fear and sin. Leave your troubles out the door. When you come in the door, leave them out. Come in, be receptive to what the Lord has, and make it your responsibility and your homework to catch the lesson that the brother is speaking about, or the emotional level on which the Lord is trying to reach you and me, to teach us His will. Because He will have answers for each one of us if we are attentive and sensitive to His leadings. The hymn says, I am the door, no longer roam. Here are thy treasures, here thy home. Here is your home. You're with your family. When can you feel more at home? I was talking with someone before the meeting, and we mentioned they were a long way from home. But they were really not a long way from home. They said, we've come home. And that is the spirit we would like to each of us think about this week. We're home. Out there is strange. In the world, there is no resting grounds. But here, we have resting grounds. We can talk with those and communicate with those who understand our language. The hymn goes on, come in with thankful hearts and praise and walk in heaven's appointed ways. Come in with praise in your heart and mind, and it will be very difficult not to receive a blessing if you come with the right heart attitude. Well, when it's all over, the convention is over, if we can say, each one of us, that we have been drawn closer to one another, closer to our Heavenly Father, closer to our Lord, then it will not be in vain that we have spent time and money to come to this place. If we can say when we are through with this convention that we understand the Lord's will concerning us just a little bit closer, just a little bit more understanding of what it is the Lord wishes us to do when we leave, then it will have been a profitable time for us to have been here. Leave you with one text for the convention. The convention program makers didn't choose a text, but I'll take that liberty. In the 51st Psalm we read, create in me, O Lord, a new heart, and renew a right spirit within me. During the convention, just think of that text, of trying to adopt the right attitude. Because, dear friends, we can have the finest of works, but if we don't have the right attitude, it doesn't count for as much with the Lord. Well, our time is going on now for, as you can see on our program, at 7:45 we have our first discourse. And so at this time, we'll sing the opening hymn of our brother Al Weeks, which is hymn number 200.